Dr. J.P. Dankwa was a patriot of the then Gold Coast politics. At the age of 32, he was ready to take on the colonial masters and the system to allow Ghanaians to have a say in the governance of the country. The member for Ebuakwa North, Joseph Bwachi Dankwa, in his statement on the floor, recollects some deeds of the late Dr. J.P. Dankwa.
Dankwa researched and christened the Gold Coast Ghana. He gave this country its present name. And I would like to quote the talking drums. He said, when all were asleep or making money for themselves, or not quite sure that it could be, he delved into our ancient history and discovered and gave us our magic name, Ghana. Dankwa gave us the 6th March as our date of independence. He was instrumental and an advocate for our national bank, a central bank of Ghana. He advocated for the University of Ghana. He promoted and ensured that Ashanti and the colony remain united as one country. He fought for Ghanaian farmers and for better prices, hence the title Akwafu Kania, Dr. J.P. Dankwa. We thank you for your sacrifice. Dankwa, your soul lives on. Dankwa, you live on. Dankwa, Demrifa. Demrifa, Due. Ghana, Mainina, F.O.
The MP for Ebuakwa South, Samuel Atachian, was unhappy that authorities denied family members and MPP leaders the opportunities to visit the cell in which the late Dr. J.P. Dankwa died whilst at a detention camp at Nsawam.
The committee put together by the Ocheihene and the family of Dr. J.P. Dankwa wanted this house and prominent members of the New Patriotic Party to visit Nsawam prison to see where the man died. And it would be a very solemn moment for us to reflect on the price he paid in helping us secure our present freedom. We wrote a harmless letter. Unfortunately, the Minister of Interior gave us a very chilly response that for the first time, the Nsawam prisons has become a security zone. We found it very, very unfortunate.
The member for Tamale South, Aaron Idrisu, admonished politicians to learn to accept the defeat in an election and avoid violence as the nation commemorates the deaths of Dr. J.P. Dankwa.
For all of us, particularly the major political parties of our country, must learn to avoid the creeping in of our politics of violent opposition. We also must learn, as part of the legacy to Dankwa's life, we must also accept that when you lose in an election, be honorable in accepting defeat. In that election of 1960, Dr. Dankwa pulled about some 124,000 votes out of 1 million, but the difficulty was accepting the outcome of that election.